You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1644. Today, we join Kristen and Joy from the Retired Racehorse Radio podcast for a chat about training horses with hard mouths. This episode is brought to you by Sentinel Horse Nutrition. Sentinel Horse Nutrition knows there's no horse like your horse, and nobody gets their quirks and emotions and unique personalities better than you do. Just like you understand your horse inside and out, Sentinel's expert nutritionists understand their individual dietary needs. With a wide selection of formulas, Sentinel Horse Feed has something for every life stage and every activity level. Sentinel's 100% extruded nugget formulas are packed with naturally wholesome ingredients, crafted for your horse's whole body well-being. Discover the difference of feed that's purposefully made to perfectly fit your horse. Visit feedsentinel.com/podcast to learn more or find a retailer near you. That's feedsentinel.com/podcast.
Well, it is that time of the show where we introduce our friends from New Vocations. And today we have Bridget Heasley joining us. Welcome back to the show, Bridget.
Hello.
It's always good to have you. And I know you've had a busy adoption season. We'll talk more about that when we get to our adoptable horse of the week. But we always like to start with a training tip. And Kristen has inspired, or I should say really Wes has inspired this question today.
The horse is a walking training red flag. He's fine.
It's fine. He is passionate. That's it, Kristen. He has passion in his soul. There is a stereotype that standardbreds can be considered hard-mouthed. And I'd love to know more about how did that stereotype come to be? And if you happen to get one that's maybe a little stronger in a bit, what are some ways you can soften them?
So I think that is a perception that people have about standardbreds because when you ride them for the first few times, well, more than the first few times, when you start riding them, when you start them under saddle, they don't have any lateral work, you know? So even though thoroughbreds and standardbreds are both like racing hard into the bridle, thoroughbreds still have to do a little bit of lateral side to side movement, where standardbreds in the shafts are really just going almost all straight forward. So I think people assume they're hard mouthed when they pick up to bend them one side or the other and they just lean straight forward into the bit because that's all they know. And you're probably getting a very similar response if you just, you know, hold a thoroughbred as you would if you just hold a standardbred, but you do get a little bit more lateral give already on a thoroughbred that you don't have on a standardbred. So the way to soften them is to do that lateral work, right? Like start small, little bends, little flexions, carrot stretches, baby serpentines, just teaching them that they don't have to be in your hand all the time, that they can back off and wait for a cue one direction or the other, versus just, I've got my head here and we're motoring down the line.
People who just want to ride recreationally or just ride on the trail are like, I don't need all that fancy lateral stuff. And I'm like, I don't know that people fully understand how helpful, you know, quote unquote, all that lateral stuff is, not only right on the trail, but to diffuse those situations where you have a strong horse in hand.
Right, you know, right. And, like, you know, I think sometimes people think lateral and they're assuming half passing, side passing, things like that, and just forgetting about, you know, basic bending, left, right, you know, softening one side versus the other, inside rein, outside rein, you know, all of those good things. You know, we don't maybe necessarily think about that as lateral. We just sort of take it as a given with a riding horse. And, you know, these standardbreds are not coming from a riding background, so it's not really a given with them. It's something that they do have to learn as they go.
And especially anyone who rides in an arena, like you can only dirt bike, you know, so much before you're like, okay, whoa, hang on, we gotta bend the ring here, you know.
Yeah.
You know, or like anyone who's just doing like any, even if you don't have an arena, right, like any kind of like a flat work figure, a basic circle, like you figure out pretty quickly, like we need some level of lateral bend. And yeah, you don't have to be, you know, half passing down the quarter line, but you still need to you know, not go around like a 2x4 either. So
exactly.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.